Each one of us live in a world of beauty, harmony, and goodness. Each one of us open our eyes in the morning and see the beauty of life all about us. Each one of us is filled with peace and harmony and love, is filled with abundance and wholeness and joy, is filled with all that is good. Each one of us, regardless who we are or what we may be experiencing in the world of illusion, our reality is that we are whole and perfect now and that everything is beautiful right now. This is the Worldwide Healing Ministry here in Capocall, California, bringing you Dial Healing Words. Each one of us has the gift that is far beyond anything we could ever imagine. And that gift is the gift of our thought about a given thing. We can think happiness, we can think sadness, we can think success, we can think failure, we can think all of the possibilities that might exist in any way that we like. And it's okay to do that. Now, what are you thinking about? What is it that makes your life happy and fulfilled? What is it that gives your life purpose, direction, and what gives you something to think about that makes you feel very, very good? Well, it's your thought. Always our thought. Our thought is the object, the progenitor of everything that is good and beautiful. Now, what is it you'd like in your thought? Would you like in your thought to have everything good and beautiful? Would you like in your thought to have everything that is dynamic and forceful and powerful and vital in every wonderful way? Would you like that? Well, if you'd like that, then that means that it's up to you to put the cause in motion to have it. Now, how do you put the cause in motion to have a life that's filled with every good and beautiful thing? We put that cause in motion by determining that first, that is a very noble, desirable thing. And second, we put the cause in motion that says, I am the master of my thought. Nobody else is the master of my thought. Nobody else tells me what I should think. Nobody else tells me how I should believe. Nobody else tells me the direction that my thoughts should go. Nobody. Nobody in the world has any right to tell me anything about who and what I am except me. Now, do I take that right? Do I take that opportunity? Do I take that privilege of telling myself what it is that I want to do and how I want to be and where I want to go? Do I take that privilege? And the answer usually is no, I don't, because I listen to the radio and I believe it. I listen to the newspapers and I believe it. I listen to the television and I believe it. I listen to people talking and I believe it. I listen to the world and I believe it. And it's not true. It is all one gigantic illusion that I can change in an instant. I can change in an instant anything that is going on. I can look at unhappiness and I can look within it and find happiness. I can look at war and I can find peace. I can look at illness and I can find wholeness, because the original purity and integrity of any instant in life, of any experience, of any happening, of any being, it is all the original purity and integrity, and that's what I go back to in my thought, in my consciousness, and I reveal that original purity and integrity because it is so good, so wonderful, so fantastic, and it is up to me to do it. So this day, I begin to look at the world with new eyes. This day I look at the world from the thought that all is good and very good. This day I look at the world and I say, I am whole and perfect. I live in my ideal spirit, mind, and body. I am a joyful being. My body is a temple of the living spirit, perfect in every divine and wonderful way. I am surrounded by beautiful beings. I live in a world of peace and harmony. I live in a world where everyone is in love with themselves. And the view they have of the world from within themselves is a view of love. And loving everyone and everything and all their creation, leaves only room for joy and peace and harmony. Join with me in this positive attitude of changing your attitude about yourself and your world and everything in your world to being beautiful and good and right and fantastic right now. For that is how it is. It really works. You can change your thought just by thinking the right thought that you want to have. If you'd like to talk to a practitioner about the solution to your desire, dial 1-866-650-5111. Toll free, 1-866-650-5111. Each person who answers the telephone is a practitioner. Tell them you are ready to put a cause in motion for the fulfillment of your desire. The practitioner will say, "Oh, it's done. It's done. Oh, how wonderful." And I can say to you, thank you for calling the Worldwide Healing Ministry. We are here for you. Know that I love you. I love you. I love you.